C, northeast intersection of Route 16, Route 30, a variance from minimum parking space requirement and a variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Name and address.
John Murray, Kirsch Engineering, 413 East Market Street, Georgetown.
You swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Fire away.
Good evening, gentlemen. My name is John Murray. I'm a project manager with Kircher Engineering, located at 413 East Market Street in Georgetown.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this evening, representing Mr. Joe Maggio, 241 LLC. This application is mentioned. One thing I'd like to note is that I don't have a copy of the application in the file. It seems we gave our original copy to Mr. Abbott, but I just want to get some clarification because on our transmittal, we had mentioned that it was for the number of parking spaces and the allowance to have the parking space in the front yard setback, not necessarily a front yard setback variance request. I don't know if that was explicitly stated on the
application. It's stated that you, you required 32 parking spaces in the front.
Well, for the site in general.
Correct.
And we had some within the front yard setback.
Okay.
My question was on the transmittal to planning and zoning, Mr. Abbott, it had stated that we were asking for the variance on the number of parking spaces.
Correct.
And for the location of several of those spaces within the front yard setback.
Right.
But I noticed on the public hearing record, it seemed to have mentioned that it was for the number of spaces and for a variance from the front yard setback.
It's,
yeah, so I just wanted to, I just
half,
want,
yes, that's variance from the 40 foot.
That's
okay.
For the 40
I just, the reason I just wanted to check is
that's for your
because it's matching the existing building.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. That's for your building.
Okay. We're just trying to get that out of the way.
Okay.
Anyway, the application is for Kemp's Liquor Store. As you know, Kemp's Liquors is located at the northeast corner of the intersection of Route 16 and Route 30, just outside of Milton. Mr. Maggio is proposing to, or what has already been done, is to renovate the existing Kemp's package store. With that, he'd also like to add a small sub shop with a single apartment above that sub shop. With the site being what it is now, we have site limitations that restrict us with the proposed use to have the proper number of parking spaces that we're required to have. If you're familiar with the site as it is now, there are no very well delineated parking spots. It's simply pavement with wide open entrances, limited curbing at the intersection, and that's about it.
Right.
We've met with the Delaware Department of Transportation and submitted the site plan to them to obtain a letter of no objection, which we did obtain January 10th of this year.
Mm-hmm.
But as part of that requirement by DelDOT to get the letter of no objection, hopefully I can speak loud enough to point to the plan. DelDOT's requiring a 40-foot wide right-of-way dedication from the center line of the existing roadway.
Mm-hmm.
With that, we're the area that we have to put parking is being diminished, knowing also that typically it's frowned upon to have parking spaces outside of the front yard setback. We're trying to somewhat, if you will, make do with what we have to get the number of parking spaces that we need to have. So the site plan is shown now. With the use proposed, we would have to have 32 parking spaces. That would be two spaces for the existing dwelling that's on the property, two spaces for the apartment that would be above the sub shop, an additional 10 parking spaces for the package store, and an additional 18 parking spaces for the sub shop itself.
Mm-hmm.
With that on the plan, again, we're showing 19 parking spaces. Those parking spaces are located along the property frontage. We have parallel parking spaces. Also, as you come in, what is going to be now an ingress only off of Route 16, we're showing three parallel parking spaces adjacent to the building and adjacent to the existing house. We would also be creating two brand new parking facilities at the north side of the property. So we have a little bit of site limitation. There, you can see on the plan, there's a couple areas above where the northern parking area is and to to the east side of the property, adjacent to a couple of the parallel parking spaces where there are septic systems there now, servicing not only the commercial use for the liquor store, but for the house. So we are here before you this evening, again, asking for a variance on the number of parking spaces required, also for the location outside of the front yard setback.
So you need 13. 13, correct.
Right, we're short bearing that, and unfortunately, with Denerec's, of course, laws regarding the septic systems, we can't pave over top of those septic systems. It would be compacting the strata beneath it, probably ultimately causing failure to the septic system. So we do have some limitations on the site. And also with the nature of the site use, I know I pass by this location every day to and from work. I can't think of a time, even in the summertime, I've seen more than maybe 5 cars out there at one time. Mm-hmm. Being with the nature of the business, liquor store, at least liquor stores I've been in, most people don't tend to linger. They know what they want when they're getting there, they're in and out. The sub shop itself, if the application is approved and we move forward with the sub shop, is only going to have seating for 6 patrons. And for this location, we would envision that the majority of the business would be carry out. So we don't see that, you know, for this size of a site being, you know, just over 3/4 of an acre now, the need for 32 parking spaces with the nature of the site use and its history being there a little over 40 years.
I was going to ask you, how long has that been there?
It's been there a little over 40 years.
45 years.
A little over 40, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Parking places, because I only count 16. Okay.
If what's easier to see is there's some numbers on the plan in the parking that are in circles. Those numbers represent the number of parking spaces in that particular area. So across where the right-of-way dedication is along 16, there's 5 parking stalls.
Right.
Adjacent to the building on the east, there's an individual spot on the one-way only location.
Okay, I see it.
And then adjacent to the house to the south side, you can see there's 2 parallel parking spaces there. You go to the back, to the west side of the house, we have a parking facility with 8 parking spaces. And then adjacent to that, closest to the entrance off of Route 30, there's an additional 3.
Okay.
Now the dog pen and stuff there in the back,
that's all going to be removed.
Removed.
Yes.
Okay. That's where your new loading area is going to be. I noticed when I went by there, your new loading area is going to be in the back where that was.
Right. It's going to be demarcated. Of course.
So they don't come in off the other side.
We understand, of course, we have to give a true loading space.
Right.
Most beer trucks, of course, coming in there don't necessarily pay attention to them, but of course we will give one, you know, of course, part of the county requirement, and hope that they would use the spot that's there. I mean, that would be the closest proximity to where the planned cooler area is in the back.
Well, why I want to say that, I wanted to share with the members of the board, because before they didn't have one designated, and they'd have to park in the front of the building. They come and load on a Friday or Saturday. I go by it too, going to work every day, and that's why I asked. So that alleviate that congestion, give you more parking, so you have got one in the back.
A lot of times, if they're coming, say, from Route 1,
right,
they swing in the front of the site, and they'll, because this is all wide open now, they'll just kind of swing over here at a diagonal and stay there. And you can see on your plan, these areas where we're showing curbing along the roadways of 16 and 30, mm-hmm. All that wide open entrance is going to be kind of whittled down to 2 access points. So you're going to have an ingress only that's going to be off of 16 for only those individuals making right turns in.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to have a ingress egress off of Route 30. And thankfully, it's a signal intersection, so it'll create a little bit of order.
Better now.
There's a little tidbit to that story. The chairman wanted me to take him to look at the site, and I said that we can't do that. I had to get out of the car and look at the site because the county vehicle's not allowed in a liquor environment.
Right.
So we had to get out. I had to get out and take a look around the back to see what you're talking about.
Well, luckily there's a decent amount of shoulder.
I told Mr. Chairman, I said, I can't do that.
Try.
Okay.
Someone might be around with the camera taking pictures.
And
mm-hmm. Send something into a newspaper.
On the lights. Okay, is there any further questions from members of the board, Mr. Wortman?
No.
That's it. Mr. Mills?
Nope.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Well, Mr. Chairman, certainly a uniqueness about this lot and property because of the size and use. deemed it to be necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Well, I don't see where it alters the central character of the neighborhood and the minimum to afford relief. I'd make a motion that we approve case number 10,146.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,146. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved. Okay, good luck.
Thank you.